This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with John Duvanis of Motorola Solutions. John, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Hey, Donnie. Great to be here.
So, John, last year, I think, you showed us all the Apex Next. For those that may not have actually seen it, tell us a little bit about that device.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, you're right. Last year, we announced our new product, and Apex Next is Motorola Solutions' newest and really our most advanced mission-critical radio, designed really purpose-built for first responders to make sure they can remain hands-up, hands-free. And if you remember, we talked a little bit about a lot of customer interactions we had. Actually, we spent over 2,000 hours of interviews and research with law enforcement agencies around the country. And I really just want to be clear, Apex Next really is first and foremost a radio. It's rugged, reliable, easy to use, and similar to our Apex line of radios our customers are familiar with. It meets all those rugged, drop, waterproof, submersible specs. It, you know, we run it through the gauntlet of our internal test suites, and it passes all the same ones as that Apex line, and it's what our customers, we know they depend on that. It also maintains that familiar channel volume knob, so those physical controls, even has a larger emergency button. And all of that is intended to be used really through muscle memory and ensuring officers are able to keep their eyes up while using the radio. What we did announce with Apex Next last year is obviously what's really obviously physically different is there's a large, ultra-rugged touchscreen now that has a user interface designed really specifically for public safety. And that touchscreen was designed for the environments in which they work. So it can be used in the rain and while you're wearing gloves. And really that critical information is displayed on the home screen, available at a quick glance. And as we worked with public safety, we designed it to be very, very quick interactions, and that's what they told us they needed. That menu structure is designed to be only 3 taps deep, so it's very quick for interactions and really optimized for that purpose. And as you know, what's also very new about the radio is, in addition to being an all-band P25 LMR radio, it now runs simultaneously on broadband LTE. And that broadband public safety LTE brings some of those new capabilities we announced last year, and that includes Smart Connect. So Smart Connect allows the radio to seamlessly switch your voice traffic to LTE when that radio system isn't available, whether it's a coverage hole or you just drive outside of coverage. And it carries over all the same security and talk groups. All of that remains the same, and we know we're successful with that when really that becomes transparent to the user, whether you're switching from outside of your radio network into LTE or even when it switches back. So it's very seamless and transparent to that user. And then we also announced a virtual partner. So that's our new kind of a public safety virtual assistant, which brings through voice some vital information to customers and also allows them to very quickly operate the radio with voice commands, like the ability to change channels and zones and changing the volume level, all being able to do that hands-free.
Okay. Well, I mean, that was really cool, and it sounds like you guys, is it something that strictly law enforcement is the only ones that are showing interest in this, or are other sectors also looking at it?
No, you know, we've talked to primarily public safety. So we've talked to law enforcement, we've talked to fire, we talked to EMS. But primarily public safety is where we're targeted. And like our Apex line of radios, at times there are other verticals and industries that use these radios. And you know, as they're optimized for public safety, they're also available to other industries. And we have had other customers pick up these public safety radios in the past as well.
Okay. And I know you announced some applications last year. Are you adding to that?
Yeah, we are. We just recently announced a few new application services. And as you know, when we talked about this product last year, it really is, Apex Next really is a platform that we can continue to build on with our customers. And so just recently, we announced two new application services. One is smart mapping, and the other is smart messaging. And I'll just give you a quick rundown of each one briefly. So smart mapping is really built on the Command Central Aware platform. And what smart mapping does is right on the radio, it gives you the location information on the home screen. So there's no need really to find or launch a separate app. It's available for very quick access. And so you can view your own location, but now you can also see the location of the other officers that are around you and just be able to quickly initiate an alert or even a call right from the mapping application. And radios that are actually in emergency mode are going to show up on the map with orange halos that makes them very quickly identifiable and discernible. And they actually look very similar to what they do on the Command Central Aware application as well. So we've tied in the Dispatch Center Command Central really with what the user is seeing, and they work off of the same database of those location events and information. Even within the application, the user can quickly search for a colleague or a point of interest, and they have the ability to switch between layers, as you'd be familiar with on most mapping applications. So the user can look at street maps, terrain, satellite, or even activate waypoints layer. And the waypoints layer, they can see the points where they have previously dropped on their map as well. Smart messaging is the other application service that we recently announced, and that supports text, picture, video, and voice note messaging that allows the users then to share information with groups or with individuals, and that messaging also is built right into that home screen. So very quick access, and just as we learned with our interviews with those users, quick access and very glanceable interfaces are key and critical to them as they continue to make sure that they have situational awareness. And smart messaging also has presence, so you can see the status of contacts before you start. You can go through search history, so you can search your messages. And we've also added quick text functionality, so it allows them to set and send predefined messages, so a very quick way to communicate. And of course, dispatchers are able to send images and videos, for example, BOLOs, to any one or multiple or to the whole fleet of first responders who can now see them on that large display we built into the device.
Okay, all right. Now, if I've got an Apex Next, how do I add these new capabilities?
So if you have an Apex Next radio, really our customers will work with our sales experts, and they'll get them connected into our experts that'll turn on all of these services. So if you have the radio and you have the latest, obviously, software loaded on that radio, these applications are already available to you, and you can start using them really from day one. And, you know, both mapping and the smart messaging, they run over the broadband network. So they really are active, really out of the box from the radio. Because they do run on broadband, what we've been able to do is take that capacity for messaging, for example, off of that LMR, mission critical network, and free up that capacity on the LMR network for what it was really designed for, which is your mission critical voice and PTQ.
Okay, I guess, but I mean, can I just, if I already have an Apex Next today, is this a little more different than, say, with my cell phone, just downloading an app? Is there a little more to it than that then?
Yeah, I mean, the application services are already preloaded on the device, and you'd, of course, need to sign up for a subscription. So there's no downloading of apps. It's already available.
Oh, okay.
So you'd have to sign up for that application service as a subscription.
Okay. And then you mentioned the fact that Apex Next is a platform. is it safe to say that this isn't the end of new applications coming on?
Yeah, you're exactly right. So we've got a lot of ideas, and we continue to build on the capabilities. And some of the things we're looking at in the future, of course, integration with CAD systems, incident management. You could also imagine on that mapping application a layer that you could expose for, let's say, the cameras that you might have deployed across the city. So imagine, you know, bringing that up and tapping on one of those cameras and potentially even looking at a live video feed from that camera. So we have a lot in store in the future, and we're going to continue building with our customers. I think that we, you know, what are some of those key needs for them, and we're working to bring those to market.
All right. Well, that sounds exciting. Well, John, congratulations on what you all have done, and can't wait to see what comes out in the future.
Thank you so much.